It's a brand new year, January 2017, and I'm here at Race Point with Fisher's Eye on School teacher Jen Burns, catching up and sharing our news, old and new. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Justine. It's another great day here on Fisher's, and I'm so excited and I feel so fortunate that my class, our tribe, has the opportunity to collaborate with you and get out into the field.
It really has just been about a year since our third and fourth grade tribe circled up, and we haven't looked back, have we?
No, we haven't. We just keep trying new things and getting the students outside and keep moving forward.
And there has been a lot of activity that has sort of moved us, pushed us forward. I'm excited. I have now an after-school club, a Tuck and a Coon. We are one. It's so great to work with the students that I was familiar with last year. Now they're able to join me out in the field. Stewardship spot, I like to call it. It's Sanctuary of Sands, parallel to the runway. We have about an hour before their ferry comes in the afternoon after school dismissal, so I'm excited to bring that forward. Share a bit, though, about our weekly circle time.
This has been a wonderful opportunity that the third and fourth graders have once a week. You meet up with our class, we circle up, we share stories about what we experienced in the field last week or even on the commute over to the island from New London, or what other kids who live on the island, what they're experiencing on the island. And then the best part is we get to venture out into the field, and all the students, science journals in hand, get to experience the outdoors and start to become still and become one with nature outside, recording observations and just taking it all in, being still in the moment.
It's been so fun, and I have to say, exciting for myself to continue to share Silver Eel Cove, the parade grounds, and now we have a little bluff, don't we, that overlooks Silver Eel Cove outside the ferry slip. So the students are really getting a feel for the terrain or the lands of the island, but right here, how convenient, right outside the school area. So yeah, it's real exciting for me too.
It is, and it's just been great because year-round, all of the students, everything is close enough where we can venture out quickly, spend an hour outside, and then just really get to experience all that.
You know, it's so funny. People always say to me, oh my gosh, there's only maybe just over 230 of you there all year round. And when I think or speak about numbers, I have to say it's great to have a small classroom, this opportunity to work more closely with the students. How many of us are in the tribe?
This year, there are 8 students in the tribe, and then, of course, including us, and then every now and again, a community member may join us. We've had Carl Scroxton, a trained arborist. He typically joins our class to share a lot of his background and wealth of information, along with yours, of course. It really is nice that the kids can actually spend one-on-one time with each student while we're out in the field. And if we had like 30 or 40 kids, that wouldn't be possible, but it is possible. So you get those connections, that one-on-one, moment-by-moment sharing of ideas, knowledge, and then just being still outside.
It's been so fun, too, speaking of local traditional knowledge and being able to refer to when I was growing up on the island and point out the places are still here for myself and for now all of us out in the field. I can refer to back when I was younger, but also so interesting for myself. And now I know that the tribe understands the change over time, the change in the environment. And it's also so wonderful for them to get a real clear look at what you and I call, I would refer to it as local traditional knowledge, but we'll say our local characters. The students are really picking up on the wildlife on the island and the rhythm of their habitat and environment, aren't they?
They really are. And it's just, it's interesting now that this is going into an additional year, just hearing some of what the students have noticed last year versus this year. And they're getting accustomed to seeing the night herons by the ferry dock, which followed us that one day when we went over to the bluff, or when we were on the bluff and one of the students who had never even experienced or seen a seal in wildlife was the one to point it out right there off of Silver Eel Cove. There's these moments, but they are starting to notice over a period of time during certain times of year, what characters start to appear while we're out in the field?
I noticed today a kingfisher, and for me, January, I haven't seen many kingfishers, and there is one flew over Silver Eel Pond today. We have two resident loons, which is nice to see. And as you said, the harbor seal, the lone harbor seal, I think that harbor seal was frequenting or curious about some lobster pots that were off actually North Hill and then have come our way down by Silver Eel Cove. I wanted to mention, I speak to the students about a tuck and a coon, and that it is Unungan for we are one, and we have this little code, don't we? When we do go out into the field, we say, now we are going to sort of live a tuck and a coon, and we quiet ourselves, and we actually do not speak. We go forward, we'll maybe walk 5 or 10 minutes to our site, and it's really teaching all of us just to be within the moment and observe and be aware and take note. But it is so interesting in this age of busyness, and it's just real interesting to see.
It is. And we live in such a digital age. Even young students, you know, the 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, they're being bombarded with just all this information, so immediate. They might be playing video games. They're getting this instantaneous, like, gratification of whatever they're working on. They're just getting, like, an immediate response, where this opportunity to go outside, we circle up first. We know that we're one. We set the expectation of, you know, our voices are off. We're going to respect one another. We're going to respect the outdoors. And how, with that quiet, with that stillness, and also the stick-to-itiveness of just really sticking with all of those expectations, that nature will come to them, and being patient with that. It's a wonderful exercise in having to persevere through that. And like all young children love to do, they all want to go running, like they just want to frolic onto the parade ground. But this is the time where, you know, you want to have them be still, quietly walk, and then just let the characters emerge.
So as we move into a new year with this renewal and transformation, how have you seen the students transform with their opportunity to express their own qualities as young naturalists?
It's so interesting to see. From the moment we started, you know, back at the beginning of the year, and as they progress week by week, and that is, you know, we set the expectation, and of course, there's the excitement of being able to go outside, the anticipation of what are we going to see next, and then they, on their own, start coming to the realizations of how their stillness, how the quietness, how their patience can play a part and what they're seeing and what they're experiencing, and internalizing that. Rather than you or I as the adults reminding them, they start to internalize that. And then in turn, when you see what's written or drawn in their journals, you have their notes, or they've written a poem, just their take, their perspective. And then of course, having the opportunity to share that and just what sort of method they choose to do that.
Well, I want to sign off and thank you for this opportunity to work with the students on Fisher's Island.